So what MAGPIE does is it recognizes that within global health, for example, during this Ebola outbreak, there's a lot of information that needs to be collected. I'm sure that your listeners and viewers have heard of contact tracing at this point, something I think very few Americans were aware of before the case in Dallas. The thing that has to happen in Dallas, besides treating that poor man with Ebola, is to track down everyone who might have come in contact with him. And when they track them down, they don't just sort of make a couple notes on a notepad. The CDC team that is working to track those people down develops a database. They have a form where they write down the person's name, the contact information, the symptoms that they may have, any other illnesses they might have or conditions, medications, et cetera, a whole variety of different pieces of information that have to be collected for each of those potential contacts so they can monitor changes over time. And unfortunately, in most cases, and I'm sure in almost every single case in West Africa right now, that same kind of contact tracing is and other data collection activities is done on paper. Now, you can imagine with the unbelievably time is of the essence situation that we have with Ebola that spending 3 days typing that information into a computer just isn't good enough. So contact tracing is one way in which we can dramatically improve the speed and efficiency of the response to Ebola. And what it means when you cut days or even weeks off the time required to do that contact tracing is that there are people who, with a paper system and all those delays, would get Ebola or who would not be identified or treated. Essentially, you can reach those people faster.
Looking at the countries where Ebola is hitting the hardest right now, Liberia, Sierra Leone, Guinea,
yes.
What can these countries be doing right now with this technology that will help them since the crisis is already there and it's spreading?
In all of those countries, there are all sorts of activities related to collection of information. Contact tracking, again, is one of them. I've been in conversations with numerous organizations and agencies, including some of the Red Cross organizations, for example, during the course of this week. For example, there are villages where an Ebola patient came out of. And what that means is that essentially everyone, maybe 200 people or 300 people in that village, they're all potential contacts. Now, there's no place to bring these people and put them in isolation, but somehow we want to be able to monitor the people in those villages to see if anyone develops symptoms. How can we do that at a distance? Well, if we can have basically self-reporting from the villages, where each of the villagers uses their own mobile phone or one that's accessible to them, to report when they develop symptoms so the authorities know about it and can then divert resources to finding that person and treating them appropriately. That works much better than, for example, if we have to say, we'll just every single week drive out to every single village in the country. First of all, weekly isn't enough. You want to immediately know when someone develops Ebola symptoms. But these are very far-flung villages in a very poor country with poor infrastructure and poor roads. So again, driving out to every single village to check every day to see if one of the many, many, many potential contacts is actually developing symptoms isn't going to fly.
Do you think the use of the mobile phones is also a good way to overcome the cultural barriers that are also apparent in these countries that are preventing some people of acknowledging their symptoms?
Well, I think the best answer to that question is to say we think of these mobile phones, we call them phones, right? But certainly in the United States where we have Android phones and iPhones, et cetera, I think we've begun to shift and recognize that what these devices are is much closer to our desktop computer or a laptop computer than it is to, for example, an old landline phone hanging on the wall. You know, there are all sorts of things that we could do if, for example, everybody in West Africa, every single person, let's say, had a nice laptop computer connected to the internet. The fact is that the mobile phones these people have are not as capable as your laptop computer or even, for example, your iPhone doing those things, at collecting data or doing education or communication. But they're better than nothing. They do allow us to call these people to provide educational information. They do allow us to alert people via text messaging. They do allow us to submit, to have these people in villages, for example, submitting information or people from labs submitting information about cases that test positive, et cetera. So if you think of the population of West Africa and you think of all the mobile phones that they have, and there's probably, I mean, in the cities, 100% of the population has a mobile phone. In the countryside, it's probably closer to 40 or 50% of the population has a mobile phone, but everyone has access to one.